Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 12th of November, and right now it's partly cloudy and 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy in the morning, then clear. Temperatures will be ranging from low 25 to high 29, with a heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be windy, with northerly winds at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy with a chance of a rain, and again with northerly winds at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 82 and will drop on 64% by noon. Moon is waning crescent and illuminated on 5%. Tomorrow is new moon and total solar eclipse. The path of totality will be only visible in parts of extreme northern Australia and the southern Pacific Ocean. A partial eclipse will be visible in the most parts of eastern Australia and New Zealand. The eclipse starts at 7:38 Universal Time on November 13 and ends at 46 minutes past midnight on Universal Time at November 14. The best place to view the total eclipse will be the city of Cairns in Queensland, Australia, which will be experienced about 2 minutes of totality at about 8:38 Universal Time. The nearby town of Port Douglas will also experience the eclipse and will host a solar eclipse marathon. Eclipses mean changes, good and bad, up and down, and everything in between. And they always escort any significant events: marriage, divorce, death, birth, career, change, etc. They intensely magnify and are living parentheses, forcing us to look at what we have turned our pretty heads away from. The old restraints in words and thoughts fall away like rusty and shackles, exposing new and tender skin. With each word, our hidden texts challenge your mind to open the vastness of what lies within them. Two eclipses. The one is gonna be the total solar eclipse tomorrow and partial lunar eclipse on 28, are all about family and what one has to be thankful for. Life is changing so quickly that we cannot take anything or anyone for granted. Besides the celestial events is also Deepavali. And Deepavali or Diwali is certainly the biggest and the brightest of all Hindu festivals. It's the festival of light, because deep means light and avali, a row, which means actually a row of light. That's marked by 4 days of celebration, which literally illumines the country with its brilliance and dazzles all with joy. And lights and firecrackers are really significant, because the illumination of homes with lights and the skies with firecrackers is an expression of obeisance of the heavens for the attainment of health, wealth, knowledge, peace and prosperity. According to one belief, the sound of firecracker are an indication of the joy of the people living on earth, making the goods aware of the plentiful state. Still another possible reason has a more scientific basis, which says that fumes produced by the crackers kill a lot of insects and mosquitoes found in plenty after the rains. From darkness unto the light that empowers us to commit ourselves to good deeds, that which brings us closer to divinity. And let's celebrate the Deepavali Light Festival together with a community dinner at Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. tonight, and with fireworks with all our children at Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone at 7 to 7:45 p.m. at the entrance of the auditorium. At 7:45, we are invited to a live concert music with the playback singers Charulata Mani and Nikhil Matthew from Chennai at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas. Day later, on Tuesday, at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Upasana family cordially invites us for Deepavali celebration, light, laughter, flowers, sweets, and being together. Also tomorrow, at the back of Unity Pavilion in International Zone, One Love Drum invites us after 5 p.m. for a drumming circle around the fire to evoke the spirits of African land. And although the spirit of festivity with its sounds of firecrackers is in the air, Working Committee and Security Service would like to remind us that they request all residents and guests to be a little bit more vigilant with regard to their belongings and valuables. They expect an increase in thefts, cash mostly, break-ins and trespasses in the next few weeks. They urge people to report such an incident as soon as possible. So they're asking us to contact the Security Service at the following numbers: 944-309-0107 and 944-33-6200. 691. We should also remember that as per the law regarding pollution control, citizens are not allowed to light firecrackers between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. On Wednesday 14 of November at 4:30 p.m. at Conference Room in Town Hall, the Aural Earth Institute will present its new housing project of 16 apartments named Green Casbah Housing Project. The Green Casbah Project aims to build a high-density habitat for Aurelians and newcomers, taking into account the Aural Master Plan, the Galaxy Concept, and the existing dense vegetation. On Wednesday also, from 6 onward at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, all hard-working volunteers of Auroville are welcome to a culture extravaganza night and potluck dinner where everyone can share and participate. On the same day, at Vindara Farm Terrasol Community at 7 p.m. sharp, Yamadas and some friends invite us to experimental and interactive concert, Sound Journey, Building Community Vibration, based on exploration of sound and voice versus instruments and frequency. Everybody is a musician and can participate or simply laying down and fly into other dimension. Last Friday, there were two events that we have recorded, the presentation and sharing of our real swim team on their experience in Calcutta, and Peaceful People Meeting at Unity Pavilion International Zone. Both are available in our archives but not published on our webpage. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m, they will screen The Mother, Glimpses of Her Life and Four Aspects of the Mother. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 7 p.m., we can see an Indian drama romance, Chain of Events, made in India in 1981, by director and writer Yash Chopra. Tomorrow at 8 p.m., they will screen a comedy, Things from Another World, made in Italy in 2011 by director Francesco Paterno. And on Wednesday, we can see an interesting documentary, The Quantum Activist, Amit Goswami, made in France in 2009 by director René Slate. In the final analysis, everything really depends on the divine grace, and we should look at the future with confidence and serenity, progressing at the same time as quickly as we can. It's written in the words of the Mother, Volume 14. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroilradio.org.